Civic Media Radio Station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media Radio Station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Oh. Well, but there's another one in.
Oh, down south or yeah. Near Madison. I got you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right. Well, that's. I wonder which one we're closer to. Hey, we got a fun week coming up next week on Nightlight, folks. Some great guests, as usual. Todd Michaels will be here. We're going to be talking about aliens, which supposedly exist now, according to a new documentary. Todd will set the record straight. Dave Hansen, the brewmaster at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison, will be joining us. Christina Laurie from Up North News does great work. Scott Clace, actor from the show Bosch Legacy, who has been on every single season, is going to join us on Wednesday. Rob Thomas. Mike Toomey makes the popcorn pick of the week. A really fun week next week, too. But we got a whole hour to go here before we fully embrace the weekend. And Paul Van Applaus is helping us do that right now. So, Paul, I had a big question for you. So, where to start? Let's talk about your videos before we get back into some of the more fun food stuff. How much effort goes into that? When you're cutting, like Rob Brackenridge was here last night, comedian from Appleton. Sure. He did a quick video with us and he said, well, I have to edit it first. Now I've edited things, but never TikTok videos or Instagram videos. How much work goes into that? And how long does it take?
Quite a bit, you know, for a 1 minute video. Cause that's what I try on TikTok. It's right around a minute. Okay. So I would say there's probably 45 minutes to an hour worth of editing, voiceover work, choosing the correct audio.
Yeah.
Because it's like I choose my music and it's whatever music is going to be the feel for that video. So
okay.
It takes about an hour just for editing.
No kidding.
Yep.
For a 1 minute video.
For a 1 minute video.
I don't even have the attention span to sit through a 1 minute video. So
Yeah, I don't know how I don't know how some people do, you know, movies. I can't even imagine now. Yeah. I understand why that takes 6 months.
I've done movies and it takes forever. It is a very tedious process. That's why it's more appealing when you make little, like, what they used to be Vines, and then there was Twitch. Right. TikTok now is the big thing. But yeah, it seems like it would be more rewarding to shoot something and have it up that day. Like,
right.
Boom, you know. Do you get to eat for free when you go to some of these places?
Nope.
Do they notice you? No.
See? No, and that's okay. Yeah. I'm there to support these small businesses. So I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah. Good for you. So is there somewhere you haven't been yet in Wisconsin that you're dying to go to or you can't wait to see it?
The Apostle Islands.
Oh, nice.
I have not done that yet.
Me either.
And it's what's cool about the Apostle Islands is, like, if you go in summer, it's a completely different experience than if you go in winter.
Right.
So it's so cool.
And they have those caves there you can kayak through, right? That looks just incredible. Yeah. Is that Bayfield?
Yeah, Bayfield area, yeah.
I think the bugs are bad up there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what is the best pie? Oh, I asked you that.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite, or was that your saying? No. That's the best?
No, I'm Belgian.
Oh, okay.
And so, well, specifically Wallonian Belgian.
Yeah.
So that's getting real deep Wisconsin.
Wow.
So that's where my family heritage, and I grew up eating those pies from that area, and I love them.
Is it nice to be part of an ethnicity that doesn't have a negative connotation? Like, nobody ever says, oh, that guy's Belgian. Watch out for him. Honestly, that's like,
sure.
You guys are friendly and there's no, you don't really carry any baggage into a new friendship when you tell someone you're Belgian.
No,
right?
No, we got, yeah. we're known for our beer and chocolate. So, hey.
And waffles.
And waffles. So, that's right.
All right. There you go. What is the most bizarre place in Wisconsin you've seen?
Oh, God, that's got to be House on the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Place is wild.
I have never been there either, and that's been on my list for years.
Oh yeah, it's so odd. But you're kind of in awe when you go.
Yeah,
there. It's so different. It's way different than anything you'll ever see.
All right, best microbrewery.
Boy, let's go with Omega Brewing Works in Amro. It's the tiniest tap room you've ever seen. I think they can fit maybe 10 people in it. But they really? Are actually starting to win awards for some of the best beer coming out of Wisconsin.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
No one knows about them. Go there if all you right. have craft beer.
But be one of the 10 to get
be
in.
One of the 10.
All right. Favorite city in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, that's tough. Let's go with Eau Claire. Or not Eau Claire. La Crosse.
I'm not surprised. A lot of people that I've had on the show, I don't ask them that question, but just because it's on the Mississippi and it's a little more hilly, what do you like about Eau Claire? Is it a people thing or
I mean La Crosse. I accidentally said Eau Claire. But for me, La Crosse, it's for the size city that it is, it seems so much bigger.
Okay.
And their downtown is incredible. It's a really good foodie city. So if you're looking for good restaurants, they have a number of breweries there. If you're an active person, a ton of opportunities for hiking.
Oh, trails,
and
right? Yeah,
trails everywhere. Yeah. Getting out, doing kayaking on the Mississippi, fishing. Just wow. Incredible. It's incredible.
Conrad, we got a road trip. All right. So Paul, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Vandenplaus is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. Check it out on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. He's got quite a following. His videos have gone viral. I've never even gotten a sniff of a viral video. In fact, when I see other people's viral videos, they just get pulled. It's like I'm a cancer for viral videos. Paul has agreed to take our Wisconsin quiz. And again, now this is not, there's no studying required, Paul. I think you'll probably do okay. We've had some people crush it and a couple people that just did okay, but it's just a fun quiz. So it's multiple choice.
All right.
And Conrad, you get the bell ready? All right. Paul Vandenplaus, founder, Wonderfully Wisconsin. Taking the new, we should rename this, the Wonderfully Wisconsin quiz. You have any sponsorships open for?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. We'll work it out.
It'll cost you $5,000 a week. All right. The first kindergarten classes in the U.S. were held in what city in 1856 at the home of a German couple?
Boy, I think that's Watertown, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Where's my bell? We got to go stereo on that. Where's the bell? Oh, here we go. All right, one more time, Conrad. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, Paul is one for one. Number two, focusing on a group of six teenagers' lives in Point Place, Wisconsin, 50 years ago, what's the name of the groovy, Fox period sitcom that starred Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
That 70s Show.
We don't even have to read the multiple choices. He's just crushing it right out of the gate. Two for two. Number three, Delavan, Wisconsin is the location of the factory that produces what brand of rectangular chocolate mint candies?
I do believe that's Andes.
And we were worried about him. Like, we didn't want to embarrass him, and he's like embarrassing us. All right. Number four. No peeking, Paul. What tear-inducing satire news site was founded by two students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1988?
The one, the only, The Onion.
Bam! What else's ears ringing? What's going on here? All right. Yeah. Number five. The first cheesehead was not worn at a Green Bay Packers game, but instead at a game for what baseball team? A, Chicago Cubs. B, Fond du Lac Spiders. C, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sorry, C, Milwaukee Braves. D, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's the Brewers.
How did you know that?
Oh, I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay. Guess I believe you. All right. Number six. Paul is 5 for 5, crushing the wonderfully Wisconsin quiz, aptly named for his endeavors. During the summer, the population of Door County reaches blank the number of year-round residents. Is it A, 5 times, B, 20 times, C, 100 times, D, 10 times?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to go with 20 times.
I'm sorry, Paul. It's D, 10 times. I would have, this is embarrassing. The first time I saw that, I would have guessed 100 times because I've been there in the summer.
Oh, it seems like it.
It really does. And 10 doesn't seem like that much, but it really is, though.
Wow.
But, all right, you're still doing very well. I would say, what is 5 out of 6? That's like a B+, right?
Yeah.
Or a B?
Yeah.
All right, you got time to bring your grade up. Lots of time left in the semester here. Number 7. Soviet satellite Sputnik 4 fell out of orbit in 1962, and while most of it burned up on reentry, a 20-pound piece of debris crashed to the ground in what city? Do I even have to read them?
No, I stood right on the spot. It's Manitowoc.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, right in the middle of the road. It's cool.
Manitowoc is correct. When I went there, I thought there was going to be more, like a big plaque and pictures, and it's just this little round ring in the, because it's in the road. They can't do much, but it's really cool to see that.
They have a festival called Sputnik Fest, and it's one of the funkiest festivals in the United States.
It really is. It's very bizarre. I judged a costume contest there last year, and I don't know what happened, but I wore shorts. It was October, and I think I got hypothermia because everybody else there was in costume. I don't know what I was thinking, but it is a really fun festival. All right, number 8. Paul is 6 for 7, Conrad?
7 for 8.
7 for 8. No, because we've only read 7 questions.
Okay, yeah, you said it right.
It's a good thing you're not celebrating the other Pi Day because, okay, number 8, the first ever Flag Day was celebrated in what county?
Oh, man, let's go with Ozaki. It's probably Dane. Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, Paul is 7 for 8. I think if you get 9 for 10, everybody needs to go follow Wonderfully Wisconsin right now. Just a suggestion, right? It's a good way to help. All right, how are we doing on time, Connor? Are we good? Can we keep you through one more quick break? It's like a minute long, and then we have then we have to kick you out, Paul.
Okay.
I know you want to stay, but all right. Number 9, celebrated on April 22nd, Earth Day was created by then-Wisconsin U.S. Senator A, Gaylord Nelson, B, Aaron Rodgers, C, Tammy Baldwin, or D, Scott Lucas.
I believe that's Gaylord Nelson.
Wow. There's not even enough bells to go around. All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to do a very quick break, and then Paul's got 6 more questions. We got to be able to bang that out in the last segment before the news. Paul Vandenplas is here, folks. Check him out at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Great channel. We're coming right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sorry, I got carried away. Going to the text line, what is your favorite kind of pie? Kate from the 715 says chocolate pie. That's a great answer. No derivative, just chocolate pie. If there's chocolate in pie, I think I said chocolate cream pie initially.
Yeah.
Before key lime reared its beautiful head. Bridget from the 818 says, my favorite pie is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and any other day during the year. The best. Well, that narrows it down. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Those are great texts. Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes after the news for a Bar Band Friday night. Love the music Terry is bringing tonight and can't wait to talk to her about that. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our new friend, Paul Vandenplaus, who is taking our Wisconsin quiz. And is he 9 for 10, Conrad, or 8 for 9?
8 for 9.
8 for 9. All right. You ready, bud? All right. Number 10. What is the motto for Wisconsin? A, deer are near. B, beer for all. C, forward. D, whoop, sorry, I didn't see you there.
As much as I want to answer D, it's C, forward.
This isn't even, you could do this in your sleep, dude. 9 for 10. Paul Vandenplaus, check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's here in the studio tonight taking the, this might be the first time we've ever given this quiz in person.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it true?
Yeah.
All right. Mark this day. Paul, big day. Where, number 11, where was the first Quick Trip?
Eau Claire.
I'm not surprised you got that one. In what Wisconsin city was the typewriter invented in 1867? Was it A, Beaver Dam, B, Beloit, C, Kiel, D, Milwaukee?
That's tough, but let's go with Milwaukee.
Damn. All right. Instincts. He's embarrassing us, Conrad. Let me go back to the drawing board here. What is the state wildlife animal? Is it A, badger, B, white-tailed deer, C, elk, D, oriole?
Badger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wildlife animal, so it's probably the white-tailed deer.
That's a tough one. That one in the typewriter. I'm surprised you got the typewriter, because I don't think I would have gotten that one. But that the white-tailed deer, yeah. All right, so Paul is 11 for 13. Very respectable. Number 14, two more questions. What was the highest recorded temperature in Wisconsin on July 13th, 1936?
Probably D107.
Oh, close. It's B104. Oh, man. I'm going to give you just a complimentary. 11 of 14, still nothing to sneeze at. Number 15, what famous actor grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and played an angry green guy? A, Willem Dafoe, B, Chris Farley, C, Mark Ruffalo, D, Harry Houdini.
Oh, that's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, nice. Closing strong. 12 or 15, not bad, Paul. That was a very respectable showing. Hey, this has been fun. We have a couple minutes left, and what I usually do when people come on the show, we talk about TV and movies a lot. Have you seen anything lately that you're excited about when it comes to binge-watching or a movie you saw? Or a kid's movie? You got two kids?
Yeah. I would say just Wisconsin theme, Green and Gold.
Yeah.
Incredible movie. It was nice. Very good. Very good. But no, my wife and I are watching Severance. Unbelievable. Love that show.
I got to check that out. Everybody that comes on the show talks about Severance.
It is good.
Why is it so good? Tell people, if they're listening, what you like about it. I don't know much about it. I know there's like, it's a science fiction type show, right?
Yeah.
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 That's about all I know.
I don't know. The cinematography is great on it. There's just elements of comedy that are just worked deep into it. You know, it's nothing slapstick. You know, it's none of that. And it's a very deep thinking show. You could rewatch it 5 times and you'll just notice different things.
Wow.
It is so good.
So you guys like the same TV shows as husband and wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that like? That must be nice.
It's great.
My wife and I used to be, and now she like, they call it Netflix cheating. If you find a good show, you just, when the other person's out, you like watch all the shows. It's very unfair. So sure. I applaud you. All right. So let's say, all right, last question for you, Paul. What is the most I think you kind of already answered this. Most beautiful area of the state? Did I ask you that? Driftless.
It's Driftless.
So you make your home in Appleton now. What's your favorite? Got a couple more minutes. Conrad, what can we ask Paul? What's your favorite small town? 100,000 and 104,000. What's the population of Green Bay? 107?
I don't know.
Favorite small town in Wisconsin?
Oh, boy. That's a loaded question. Well, I particularly like Pulaski. I went to high school there. And just a great farming community. Everybody knows everybody, but in a good way. You know, it's not too in your business.
Okay.
And being a part of a farming community, you know, you really get to see what real Wisconsin is like and how giving people are here.
Right.
You know, so I will always be forever grateful to have experienced growing up in a small
community. No wonder you liked Green and Gold so much.
Oh,
it's a great farm
home.
Story, right?
It hit home.
Do you go to Door County much?
Oh, yeah. My best friend since first grade, he lives there. His whole family's from Southern Door County. His parents met at Southern Door High School. You know, like, so I've spent a lot of time in Southern Door County, Brussels, Namur.
Such a beautiful area. And we've had Anders, the director of the film, on the show twice. And both times I forgot to ask him where that farm was.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know where that was because you could kind of see the water from it. And it was just so cool.
Oh, I'm going to figure that out.
All right. Well, continued success. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for coming to the studio. Just a really fun time and great meeting you, buddy.
Awesome. Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love coming on here and just getting to talk about Wisconsin and what a great place it is.
There's a lot to talk about. And I don't think people like... You know, I mean, whether you're on a bus traveling around playing high school sports or whatever, or going to the North Woods or in the bigger cities. Here's my last question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Appleton or Green Bay?
Appleton.
Oh.
Conrad.
I mean, I loved Appleton when I lived there, too. So.
Oh, you live there?
For like a summer, pretty much.
That's a cup of coffee, man. Come on.
I loved it, though. It was fun.
Why? Just because you're raising your kids there? You probably have, or is it the actual city itself?
I think it's a little bit quieter than Green Bay. And there's a lot, you know, it's a good foodie city.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on. Nothing against Green Bay.
No,
I think it's just a little bit quieter.
You got the PAC there. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And, go to catch a T-Grats game, you know.
You have, it's definitely quieter. We sit here and we have mufflers going by outside here. We have to re-record stuff all the time. All right, Paul Vanaplas, this has been a pleasure. I hope you come back sometime and we're going to tweak that quiz. We'll get something going there. But continued success with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Follow him, folks, on all the platforms. We're coming right back on a Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so. Alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess
this is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Four astronauts blasted into space on a four-month-long mission. Their capsule will be used to bring home two astronauts who've been stuck at the International Space Station. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are expected to return to Earth next week. The federal government is funded through the end of September. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer defended his decision to vote for the Republican bill.
In a shutdown, American families would be hurt in ways they almost have never been.
Parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Deep South are in for a rough weekend. CBS's Dave Malcolm is in Memphis.
Tornadoes, large hail, hurricane force winds, flash flooding.
Three people have died in a vehicle pileup in the Texas Panhandle, and three people have been killed in Butler County, Missouri. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a nice 11-5 victory over the Giants in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich with a grand slam home run. That's his third home run in 17 at-bats in spring training. NBA, Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Marquette is done in the Big East tournament. They lost to the number one seed St. John's last night, 79-63. NFL, defensive back Nate Hobbs arrived in Green Bay to sign his contract and talked about following Keyshawn Nixon and coach Rich Bisaccia from the Raiders to the Packers.
I think that we got a special thing going here. You know, we got some ex-Raiders players, but it's not really about being an ex-Raider. It's about the bond you can build through that. Just going through those certain things that, you know, 1% of the world go through, you get to go through that with people that you've been through it before, and we get to do that again. So I think I'm really excited for it.
That's the Packers' new defensive back, Nate Hobbs, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms possible today. Temperatures will fall into the mid-40s, and winds will be gusting out of the southeast. Chance of rain or snow tonight, lows around 23. Becoming sunny for Sunday with a high near 38. Back to the mid-50s on Monday, 50 for Tuesday.
It's 48 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who was hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flick's Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's kind of like Terry and I are kind of co-hosts of Bar Band Friday night. I feel like I have a really fun, cool co-host for 30 minutes every week. When Terry Barr is here, she's the host of Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy and Rocker, and they do a great job. She joins us here every Friday night at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. Great to have you, my friend.
Oh, Pete, how are you? Happy Friday, and the weather. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh, it's insane. I was in Madison for 3 days this week, and it was, I think it was 70 on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. It was beautiful, though, and it's warmer in Green Bay today, I think, than it is in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that Milwaukee's a tropical paradise. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're a little farther north. I don't know.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I am so good. Always happy to be here with you and Conrad and all of your amazing listeners. And it's fun because we talk about fun stuff. as the Maxine crew always says, we unplug from politics for at least a few minutes.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's great to share music with everyone and to get the appreciation for local original music, which I love.
Which, not only that, but I've told you this before on the show, I had no idea there was this much local talent music-wise in Wisconsin. I don't know how you, every week, you show up with someone new that I haven't heard of, and they're great. And not that I'm Mr. Music, but I've, you know, I just feel like I can't believe there are this many undiscovered artists. And maybe on some level they are discovered, but I feel like they should be huge, you know?
I know. I agree. You know, there are times you go to a big concert and you listen and you think, these are amazing artists. Why aren't our artists being recognized for being as amazing? Somebody's going to break through soon. You know, somebody is.
Well, you're certainly doing your part on Max Inc. with a 6-hour radio show every Saturday night. I mean, you guys are definitely trying. Tonight's band, I love this name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Please tell me where that came from, if you know.
The ladies in this band, they are a trio of amazing women musicians from across southern Wisconsin. They are also in a million other projects, as everyone is.
Yeah.
But each of them brought the name to the band representing one of them. And rarely do you understand or get to know which one is which, Gin, Chocolate, or Bottle Rockets.
Why is that? They want to keep you guessing. Is that on purpose?
I think so, which I'm okay with that. When you see them on stage, they're so great on stage. Very lively, very active, very like pulling you in. But then you wonder, is that the one that's Gin? No, wait, that one's Chocolate. No, that one's Bottle Rockets. And then all of a sudden you realize you keep pointing at the same people and they just kind of love that.
That's great. I noticed on their website, it's not Gin, Chocolate. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Is there a Gin, Chocolate, or is that just a...
No, there should... maybe they don't know, but there's three people, so there should be Gin for one, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Well, I'm just a weirdo, too. I'm a writer, and I tend to stress over these things. It's just a website. You don't have
Where are the commas? How does it look? How does it read? I get it.
This is great, though. I love the title. So they're Madison based. How did you find them?
Beth Killey is the main artist in this group.
Okay.
Beth is in four bands.
Oh, wow.
In the Madison area. She also does Girls Rock Camp Madison and Ladies Rock Camp Madison. So she is so willing to share her talents with everyone else who wants to learn how to be a musician, or at least be a musician for a week or a weekend.
Yeah.
I feel so fortunate to know Beth. They moved away. Her husband is a doctor and they moved away when he was doing his internship. And I was so happy when they came back. He's a musician too. They actually met in the UW Madison marching band.
No kid. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of local. Yeah. And this is great. They all sing. Oh, and by the way, if you scroll down the website, it's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. So we can keep trying to guess.
Further down.
All right. So you sent three songs. We picked two. We put our heads together. I liked both of the originals, and I love the cover they did. So why don't we start, Con, with one of their originals? This is a song called Lean, Terry. Is this okay if we start with Lean? All right. Let's lean.
Absolutely.
Let's lean
this
into
this. This is a great way to hear them.
Yeah, this is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. The band Terry Bar on a Bar Band Friday Night is introducing us to tonight here on Nightlight.
Your wrist when you slammed the door, told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You'd be giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness. You
Song. And I was leaning towards the other one. Conrad kind of, and he says, no, Lean is great. So I'm glad we went with Lean. Good call, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. Not that you would have been upset if we had gone with the others.
No, their original music is incredible. And what a showcase of vocals from these women. Again, I mentioned to you, Pete, Beth Keeley, this is her fourth band,
yeah,
along with all the other projects she does. She is a Verona person now, but originally from DePere.
Okay.
Jen Farley, this is her third music project. She's in Madison now, but originally from Cleveland. Huh. And then Shawnee Marks. She also has, this is her third project. She's a Baraboo girl through and through.
Wow.
But they play every instrument you hear, which is ridiculous.
And they sound great, like their voices, yeah, together. Is this the kind of trio, Terry, that would be willing to come into the studio in Madison when Pete Schwab is in town?
They would probably love it, Pete Schwab.
Well, seriously, though, would they just need, they almost sound like they could do a cappella, but would they just be fine with acoustic,
oh, yeah,
guitars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
We have had them on Max Inc. in the past, and they came in with keyboard, accordion.
Oh, I love that.
Shawnee from Baraboo plays accordion. And then Jen just brought in like hand percussion instruments.
Yeah.
And Beth is a guitar player.
They're great. Thank you for that was a great song. Let's hear. Okay, so now they have such great like original stuff, Terry.
Yes.
You sent a song, Sweet Dreams, which is a cover. Why? I'm just curious why they would cover. Maybe they like the song. I don't know. But that's interesting to me when a band with such good original music goes with a cover outside of a concert.
And it's odd because between the three of them, they have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 projects going.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost all of it is original music. And I've seen Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets quite a few times. And it's rare they play covers, but I think it's one of those know your audience.
Okay.
So they recently did a fundraiser where they played quite a few more covers because they thought the audience would appreciate that more, could sing along. They even had kazoos.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they did a kazoo, like play along song. So they know what's happening. They have figured out the art of getting the audience to go with you.
Well, it's fun too, because when I saw Sweet Dreams, that's a famous song by the Eurythmics. And when it started out and I'm like, I think that's the Eurythmics Sweet Dream, but they had a cool arrangement with it too. It sounds really good. So, we will hear that song next from Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr is here. Check her out. Every Saturday night, almost every Saturday night, for Max Inc. Radio here on the network from 6 to midnight every Saturday. Do they still replay it on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So you got a lot of opportunities.
Same time.
That's so great. Okay. So if you haven't, obviously, check out Max Inc. Radio, but they will be. And they are featured this week? Is this?
They are in studio this
week. Oh, nice.
We are not back to the hour long where we get to talk to a band for an hour and they play six songs. They are going to be in studio for a half an hour. So we're testing rockers' health.
Okay. Wow. Great band to
run. How does his heart hold out for a half an hour of live music? I have a feeling. For people that don't know, he did have a heart attack earlier in the year. He is recovering remarkably well. Couldn't wait to get back to this. So they're in. They'll probably do two songs.
Okay.
And a half an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. We're going to do a very quick break here. Dave on the stream says there is Norsky Nook, Conrad, in DeForest.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then Terry, our mutual pal, Craig Knitt says, hi, Terry. Hey, Pete, stop over.
And
then he says, hey, Pete, stop over at the Tarleton before you head home. Meet Bill Rabane. Oh, I wish I could tonight. Green Bay Film Festival happening right down the street, folks. Check it out this weekend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yes. We will be right back with more of Bar Band Friday Night with our friend Terry Barr. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Conrad's dad weighing in on our pie question tonight. Steve from Florida says best key lime pie in Key West is Porky's in Marathon Key, 40 miles north of Key West.
Ooh.
They were the first to claim the title back in the day. Steve continues, anyway, we are actually at a pie party get together tonight in our little community. Over 70 different pies at the party. Very sugared out at this point. Your dad's tripping on sugar right now, Conrad.
I am so jealous.
Terry, do you have a favorite kind of pie? Do you have a favorite kind of pie, Terry?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was like so into like Conrad and his parents.
You were thinking of 70 pies, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Cheesecake.
Oh,
does that count as a pie?
I don't know. There's cake in the title, but it seems more pie-ish to me.
It does. The way it's made, it's always like in a circle.
Yeah. It's interesting. All right, so here we have a second song. This is the song. This is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is here, as she often is on almost every Friday, pending vacation days. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Love the title. We heard Lean, and now we're going to hear Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Conrad, hit it, buddy. Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Man, do they sound good together, Terry.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I'm so happy you enjoyed them. They are also playing the Mama Cares fundraising show in Madison.
Okay.
That's coming up March 30th. So we have been featuring bands playing that show. They are one of the bands. But by summer, they're going to be playing everywhere. They play a lot of vineyards.
Oh, okay. Hey, before I forget.
That seems to be a favorite spot. Outside, open air.
Yeah. Before I forget, we have about a minute left. Maybe not even. So can we get a Bambi's plug in? I know that's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, I have a segment airing tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow night, he works with the Bammies. The Bammies are in the second year in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin area. That show, oh my gosh. Pete, it's grown to two nights. One night last year for the first year. It's only the second year, two nights. March 19th and 20th at the Tarleton. Find it all on the Tarleton website. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun, so much great live music in Green Bay.
Absolutely love it. Thank you so much. As always, my friend, my Bar Band Friday Night friend. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys. Love Thank you too. To everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks to Terry. Thank you to Paul Vandenplaz, and all your texts and calls. Always fun here on a Friday night on Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
I'll take it to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A SpaceX rocket carrying four NASA astronauts is now on the way to the International Space Station.
On behalf of the entire Falcon team, we thank you for flying with Falcon and wish you a great mission.
Their capsule will bring astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back to Earth more than 9 months after the two began what was supposed to be a week-long mission. CBS's Mark Strassman says the two astronauts aren't complaining.
For all the talk of astronauts being stuck in space or abandoned in space, what they have said over and over is that they don't feel that way at all. For an astronaut, being in space is the sweet spot. This is what they have trained for and what they have dedicated so much of their professional lives to achieving.
Severe storms have pummeled a large swath of the U.S. from the west to the deep south. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Memphis.
The risk is as high as it gets for these really severe storms.